From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's Prime Minister warns of a dangerous new Soviet Union. Pakistani television talk show host shot in ambush. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukraine's Prime Minister says Russia's President Vladimir Putin may be trying to restore the Soviet Union with the recent annexation of Crimea and pro-Russian unrest in eastern Ukraine. Arseniy Yatsenyuk spoke to NBC Television's Meet the Press by video link from Ukraine, and in the interview broadcast Sunday, he expressed concern about what he believes is Mr. Putin's ultimate goal.
The question is that they have their own country, we have our own country, and we can fix our problem inside with any kind of Russian support. The more Russia supports us, the more problem we get. So if Russia pulls back, we will have Ukraine as one united, territorially integral, sovereign and independent state.
Earlier, Russia said it is outraged by a deadly shootout in eastern Ukraine that breached an Easter truce. Officials say a shootout at a checkpoint manned by pro-Russian separatists left at least two people dead near the town of Slavyansk, which is under the control of pro-Russian militants. The Ukrainian group blamed for the attack denies any involvement and accuses Russian special forces for being behind the incident. Malaysia Airlines says a flight with 166 people on board made a safe emergency landing after experiencing a problem with its landing gear. The airline posted a message on Twitter saying Malaysia Airlines flight MH192 landed safely at 1:56 a.m. Monday, Kuala Lumpur time. The flight carrying 159 passengers and 7 crew members was bound for Bangalore, India, when it turned back toward the airport in Kuala Lumpur. A Malaysian Airlines flight last month vanished during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in circumstances that have yet to be fully explained. Searchers are still looking for any wreckage from that plane in the Indian Ocean. South Korean divers have entered a sunken ferry to recover more bodies as the death toll reached 58 Sunday with 246 still unaccounted for. Most of the victims are high school students. Hundreds of divers, including civilian volunteers, are battling strong undercurrents and poor visibility to enter the submerged ferry, which went down last Wednesday with 476 people on board off the southwestern island of Jindo. There are only 174 known survivors, with no one rescued since Wednesday. The captain, the third mate, and one other crew member have been arrested on charges of deserting their passengers as the ferry went down. Journalists and civil society groups in Pakistan took to the streets Sunday to protest a shooting attack on one of the country's best-known television talk show hosts. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The private Jio News channel's primetime host, Hamid Mir, was ambushed and shot in Karachi on Saturday as he traveled from the airport to the studio to conduct a live show. He was hit by several bullets, but doctors say his condition has stabilized. The channel's Islamabad bureau chief, Rana Jawad, says Mir is still under critical observation in the hospital.
He's out of danger. Life-threatening situation is over.
The 47-year-old Mir told police that his car was chased from the airport by unidentified men in a vehicle and motorcycles who then opened fire in a congested part of the road. The attack has outraged journalists in Pakistan, and on Sunday, they took to the streets of Islamabad to demand the government bring to justice those responsible. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pope Francis prayed for peace in Ukraine and Syria as he celebrated Easter Mass Sunday at the steps of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The Pope spoke to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square for the annual celebration of the resurrection of Jesus, which is one of Christianity's most prominent holidays.
He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered.
In Jerusalem, meanwhile, worshippers honored the site where Christians believe Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected. Israeli police say they've arrested 16 Palestinians who are throwing rocks near the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Jerusalem's holiest site. Two police were wounded in the clashes with the demonstrators. The incident began Sunday when the site was opened, letting in visitors and tourists observing the Easter and Passover holidays. Next month's presidential election in Egypt will be contested by just two candidates after no one else filed paperwork to run in the polls by the Sunday deadline. Former Egyptian Army General Abdel El Sisi will face a challenge from leftist politician Hamdin Sabahi. The vote is scheduled for May 26th and 27th. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.